Hey there, it's a new day, a new module, and new information to raise your vibration. And today we are going to talk about movement and exercise to bring your body into balance. One, because a body in balance, you know, where energy can flow smoothly, it naturally has a higher vibration. Because the chakra system, it actually regulates the energy in the body and it connects the metaphysical, so the consciousness, and your higher self with the physical. And primarily it does it through the pineal gland, also known as the third eye. So exercises and sports where the energy flows through your body are actually the best exercises for your body. And of course, the exercises that you enjoy doing. You know, just like with food, where you want to eat what you like, what looks good, what's appealing to you, what your, you know, mouth makes you, you know, watering your mouth, you should also approach exercises in the same way. You know, there's exercises that you love doing and exercises that you hate doing. So do the stuff that you love doing. And within exercises, you actually have two different types that you want to consider when moving for optimal vibration. And the first one is some explosive sport that you can enjoy doing. So it could be like soccer or tennis or climbing, maybe just hit the gym or do like pickleball is, I think, a very, padel. It's kind of like some very, you know, like new, kind of like sort of tennis game. But do it, you know, like do stuff that you actually enjoy doing. It's the most important thing. And the second type is also great, but if you don't have experience with it yet, it's still, you know, very important to start this. And that's, you know, kind of things like yoga or Tai Chi or Qigong. You know, this is because it's going to help you find this balance in your body and allows you to flow, you know, energy through your body smoothly. All you need to do this is, for example, give it 5 or 10 minutes a day. You know, you can find many workouts on YouTube for example, for yoga or for Tai Chi to balance your chakras and to stretch, for example, your muscles. You know, there are super great tutorials on how to use Qigong, for example, to activate energy systems to heal your body with energy. So what you want to do, you have these two types of exercises, right? You have like this explosive stuff, like soccer, fitness, all that kind of stuff. It has more of like a masculine energy kind of thing. And then you have kind of like this yoga, Qigong. It's more like stretchy, more relaxing. They are more slow exercises. You could say that they are more feminine. So you have these two types of exercises. What you see today is that many people, and especially men, they go to the gym. You know, they train hard, they do some kickboxing or boxing, they do kind of like all these explosive masculine exercises. And then you have primarily women, they love to do yoga and stretching because, you know, they feel good doing it. It's a lot of fun, it's very trendy, all that kind of stuff. But very few people, like men and women, they combine these two types of exercise. But it's very important, especially for raising your vibration, that you actually do these two types of sports. Because you want to have this balance between masculine and feminine energy in your body and in the way that you move your body. So what you want to do is you want to do them both. So for men, you also want to incorporate some kind of like yoga or Qigong or, you know, that kind of stuff. And, you know, for women, you also want to see if you can do some explosive training. So what you can do to like combine it is, for example, on day one, you're doing yoga and the next day you're going to do sprints, for example, or something else with high intensity. Or you can also go to the gym, you know, something similar. And then this day after, you're going to do yoga or you're going to do Tai Chi or something like that. And again, you only have to do these things like this yoga practice or Qigong or Tai Chi. You can do it for like 5 minutes or 10 minutes or maybe 15 minutes a day or something. Of course, if you do a little bit more, it's generally a better thing, but you still get benefits from just moving your body for like 15 minutes a day or something. So I wanted to go over that with you in this very first video so that you understand that you can mix these two types of exercises. You can mix these intensities and you can mix these with flow exercises for a better balance. And as a result, you're going to increase your vibration just because you move your body with harmony, within balance. So you have, again, an intensive thing and you have, you know, more flow, more, you know, natural kind of thing. And again, these two things together, they are going to actually really uplift your vibration. So I hope this is that this helps and that this, you know, kind of like easy idea or format about doing exercise that, you know, that you can take it and that you can integrate it into your life. And I will talk to you in the next video.